in these tough economic times, it's hard to go to conventions, and you always have to be watching the wallet and the penny and everything like that. So we're going to go over ways to go to a con on the cheap. With me is Elizabeth and Patrick. So what's the first thing that we can suggest for people to watch their wallets going to conventions?
Well, I think primarily they should pick a convention near them, because generally speaking, a convention near where they live is going to be cheaper to get to, mm-hmm. and just cheaper all around usually. And Elizabeth already covered how to find a convention near you in our first episode back in January.
Go check that out.
Yeah.
You only need a badge to attend the convention. You can't just walk around and kick you out. So, to get your badge, register early. That's when the cheapest rate will be. It'll go up before the pre-reg time ends, and then it'll be even more at the door. So make sure you pre-reg early. Yeah. Plus, you'll be in a shorter line, usually.
A good thing about pre-registering, it gives money to the con to make sure they're still operating by the time the con comes around.
Also, see, if you can't afford to go to the whole convention, you can always just go for one day, and the single day passes are cheaper than a whole weekend pass.
And if you have a bunch of friends, if you're in an anime club, you can also try for a group rate. And it's usually a group of 10 or more, and maybe get $5 off each, and every little bit counts.
And even if you just, if you're on the younger side of the convention going age, and you have parents, have the parents do the group rate. Save them some money, too. Mm-hmm. So next is, when you're at a convention, there's always the downtime in between days, which means you're at a hotel. So good ways to go about hotels is going through the website, and most cons have a special rate for either the hotel they're in or next to.
Convention signs a contract with the hotel to be able to get a really good rate. Sometimes it's really, really good. It's not an anime convention I'm going to this summer, but they got this like ridiculous rate at this hotel in Arizona that's like $100 a night, and it's usually like $200 or $300 a night. And I know some other conventions it can be like significantly cheaper, like a couple $100 a night cheaper. So you definitely want to book with a convention's hotel. It's also helps the convention itself, because they set aside a certain amount of rooms, and it's something they need to...
Well, basically the convention signs a contract with the hotel for a certain amount of rooms. No matter what, the hotel is getting the money for those rooms, and that's done at the convention. So if the convention can fill that, then the convention's happy. Like, pack.
And also, you may want to research other hotels in the area, especially if the convention hotel is full. Mm-hmm. You can check websites like hotels.com and try to find a good rate.
Yeah, also, if you have AAA or someone in your room has AAA, use that. When Patrick and I went to Anime Next last year, we kind of decided kind of late to go, like a couple months beforehand, and all the hotels were booked. But there was another hotel, like right in the same area, and their AAA rate was the same price as all the other hotels in the area, so it worked out really well for us. And we had free breakfast.
And in addition to AAA, a lot of hotels have frequent guest programs. And if that doesn't get you a better rate, it may get you some other benefits. And to save money, room with other people. That's share the cost. And a good way to make sure that your friends actually pay you and pay you up front is to hold the room key and give it to them after they give you their share of the hotel bill.
You want in, you give me money.
That way they won't spend it on the dealer's room.
Oh, I forgot. Don't mind me, I'm bitter.
Well, speaking of the dealer's room.
Dealer's room.
Yeah. Set a budget first.
Yeah.
Yes, because dealer's prices can vary. You can walk around the entire dealer room and find the same item at multiple places, and they'll all be a different price. If you have the time for that, definitely, bargain hunt. But other than that, there's certain things that are not in print anymore that some dealers have, like certain DVD box sets, and those are going to run you about $150 or more. So, definitely you'd set yourself a budget and just be like, all right, do I really need this? Could I get this at another convention? Even local anime shops might even have it. Keep that in mind, not to steal money from the dealers, but set yourself a budget.
Make a list, too, of things you're looking for, kind of like when you're going to the grocery store. And also so you don't end up with volumes of manga you already have. like I've been before. Whoops.
Yeah.
Aren't tapping on so many. Mm.
It's always bad when you get to the third copy. Oh, whoops, sorry.
And also, when you're at the convention, you'll have to eat at some point. So
please eat.
Yeah, please
don't
eat.
Don't pass out.
Yeah, otherwise you'll pass out, and that's not good. So you've got several options to save money with food, and you could bring your own food. That's, of course, one option. You can eat in the room, make sandwiches.
Yeah, the only thing is not every hotel will provide a microwave or a fridge or either or one or the other. So you're going to have to be creative with that, because also you don't want to bring a hot plate and burn down a hotel, because no one will like you after that.
You might get in trouble if you get caught, too.
Yeah.
You're usually not allowed, because it's a kind of fire hazard in a small, enclosed space like that. But some people have used coffee makers to cook ramen.
And, you know, it's only 3 days out of your life. I'm sure you can survive on ramen. You might not want to, but...
Some sandwiches.
Sandwiches, yeah.
Right.
You can bring a cooler and keep stuff reasonably fresh.
You get the ice right in the hotel.
Try to do that first thing.
One thing I like to do is before I go, again, I use Google Maps, which is awesome, and I search the area for restaurants, and then you can find out what's in the area and try and find their menus online and see what's cheap and what's expensive, because you don't want to be like, oh, this place looks cool, and the entrees start at $20 each, and you're like, well, I'd rather spend that money in the dealer's room.
Yeah, I had a friend who just casually walked by a sushi bar, which is a general... place most people go after an anime convention, and they're like, oh yeah, the sushi's very cheap. Yeah, they were talking about the price for like ordering one set of California rolls. We were sitting there and we're like, oh wow, water's $2.
But definitely remember to eat
and drink.
Yeah, drink water. And so also getting to the convention, I mean, if you have one that's close to you, you can carpool with friends or take public transit.
For the cosplayers, I do recommend maybe wearing half of it or wearing something over it. It's very awkward when you're trying to travel through the subways of a major city dressed as Vash the Stampede.
One good thing to remember is for money, go to an ATM beforehand, because there might not be your bank there, and those fees can really add up.
And also, in any ATM of the small ones where you pay the little fee, they're in the hotels or the convention center, will most likely run out of money halfway through the first day.
But I think the biggest money-saving tip that we can give is if you're looking to get to a convention and spend very little money, at least in terms of hotel or badge and other things like that, staff the convention or volunteer. Usually get some benefits such as free admission in return.
So yes, you're sacrificing some of your times and possibly going to certain events.
Yeah, staff comes first.
But you don't pay for anything.
Yeah.
Most cons actually offer even food, give you food.
Some offer hotels too.
Yeah.
And parties actually.
And so those are our tips.
Those are our tips, yeah.